track of what the CIA and the Defense Department have been doing for a long time as far as using us as guinea pigs for mind control and other types of horrible things they have in mind for us and the rest of the people in the world. What are some of them?
Well, it started out basically with the CIA doing experimentations on their own men to discover if they could get rid of agents who were going to quit the department and still had classified information. So they utilized different types of drugs and pain and hypnosis and electric shock to try and get the guys to forget. Then they also did experimentations to using different chemicals to see if you can induce a person to commit a crime or induce him to do that or to do this. Of course, the CIA claimed that it didn't carry it through. The documentation we got was actually that they did that. Then we came across the overall project called MKUltra. Its earlier code name was Artichoke, and that included 149 sub-projects.
149?
Yeah. And those sub-projects range from what I just described to open-air testing in the United States, the experimentation on prisoners, experimentation on soldiers, experimentation on college students.
Would these people know they were being experimented on and gave their approval?
No, except for the quote-unquote voluntary army soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
And the way the voluntary army program worked is it started in 1959, and the guys were just told that they would be doing experimentation on new weapons, right? And then they get to Fort Detrick, Maryland, where the experimentation was done, and find out that they were going to be doing it on drugs and chemicals. But they were never told what they would be experimented on. You know, they just knew that they went crazy for a couple of days or so forth and so on, and then years later have similar things to the guys who have had Agent Orange, because just one chemical that was used called BZ, and it's 100 times stronger than LSD. It's a very gross drug that causes a person to totally go out of his head for at least 12 hours, sometimes up to 2 to 3 weeks, where he doesn't even know where he is or who he is.
Are there residual effects to BZ?
Yes. Now, the Army at first said that they'd done testing to this.